Welcome, everyone. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, along with linebacker Nigel Bradham, our one-on-one presented by Bob's Discount Furniture. Nigel, second year of the Philadelphia Eagles here. You understand what Jim Schwartz is trying to do here. What is this defense all about?
It's all about being aggressive, being able to make plays on the ball, and pretty much just, you know, staying focused and being gap assigned, playing physical. That's definitely one of the things that he harps on. And just being aggressive, man, going out there, dominating, taking the control of the game as a defense.
Is there a big level of comfort from one year to the next?
Yeah, it's definitely a whole lot more.
Like you got it down. Like you came back in this year and you had it down, right?
Yeah, and everything's a lot smoother. And then you also have chemistry with the guys, and everybody has a good feel of what Jim wants to call in certain situations and stuff like that. So we pretty much got a feel for each other. So it kind of goes hand in hand.
So at the end of the day, when you were thinking about which team to sign with, you could say, hey, man, I made the right call. And I bet you there's a lot of people in the league who can't say that.
Yeah, no doubt. I feel like I made the best decision. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like being and coming from high school and going to college. It's kind of like making that decision all over again. I felt like it was a situation where I was welcome here. The coaches knew some of my background, even Coach Peterson when we was playing Kansas City when mm-hmm. I was in Buffalo. And so just knowing my background, knowing what type of player I am and what I can do for the team.
You mentioned high school. You were a five-star recruit in Florida. Is there a similarity, the recruiting process, high school to college versus, you know, free agency in the NFL?
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of similarities.
Yeah.
You take the visits, so it gives you that same type of feel, meet the coaches, meet the owners, everybody in the front office and the organization. So you're pretty much just trying to get a good feel. They're trying to get to know you, and you're getting to know them at the same time, and just everybody's creating the chemistry to see if you can really fit in the organization.
How about hey, I'm off the field here, I'm living in this big city. How has that adjustment gone for you?
Oh, it's went well. By this being my second year, definitely, it's so much smoother now. No moving, so I stayed in the same spot over there off the waterfront. And, I mean, it's a lot smoother for me just by knowing where to go and learn the city now, knowing what restaurants to go hit, and just things like that, just being comfortable.
Have the fans been cool with you?
Oh, they
recognize
great.
You?
Yeah, they do recognize me.
Isn't it amazing how you wear a helmet during the games, but everybody knows who you are?
Yeah, they're diehard out here, man. You can tell the city feeds off of us, and we feed off of them.
So it's a bit, well, and the good news is back home this week, home opener after two games. What is the energy level like at Lincoln Financial Field?
Oh, man, it's actually another level. Mm-hmm. and that's why we're so excited for this first one. This first home game, just because we know what the fans are going to bring, and being that 12th man and giving us the confidence and things that we need out there on the field to just go out there and play and create some excitement.
Nigel, I believe that a desperate team is a dangerous team, and the Giants are a desperate team. Thus, they are a dangerous team. You see the same thing when you think about their offense?
The exact same. Just because, you know, they're going to do anything to get a win. They're going to trick plays, gimmick plays, screens, draws, all type of sorts of plays. You know, you can see reverses, a lot of just trick-em plays that we got to be alert for.
Yeah.
We know that they're going to come to that at some point in the game.
It must be hard to prepare for that stuff because you really, if you don't know what it is, you've got to say, hey, guys, just keep your cool and don't blow your assignments.
Right. And you know they're going to give us a couple of different looks we haven't seen on film from them. They got a couple different personnel players that they like to use a little differently this year. So we definitely got to be ready for everything.
It's a big one on Sunday. The Eagles and the Giants, NFC East, game two for the Eagles. Nigel Bradham,
thanks
for joining us. Best of luck. Nigel Bradham in studio, presented by Bob's Discount Furniture.